This recording, Vietnam 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So we were very happy to start a new job at a sub private practice in Knox Square near the Duck Street Tower. That area was much near for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a peace jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an office letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rest from a foot and mouth disease, which was surprised because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose own Mary Harrison keep calling "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Coma was strong and hurt, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a difficult idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she admitted and her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her up with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine pain so much. But Miss Harrison, a millionaire, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I born in North Vietnam. I have 8 children and one nice grandson. I come United States about 11 year. Before I live in Vietnam, I go to work. I have a teacher, elementary children. I teach math, read, vocabulary, grammar.